There's a force within you, within all of us, and when we tap into it, not even rain can still our thunder. In fact, Mother Nature becomes an ally, a trusted co-conspirator, to help bring the outside in and let what's inside you out. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature, the Weather Channel app. This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. This episode's content is courtesy of Our Daily Bread. Wisdom is developed by reflecting on our lives in the world and recognizing God's good design in it. So how can we further value and cultivate wisdom? Wisdom to live beautifully. We all experience days when we wish we were wiser. How do I handle that tricky email at work? What should I do when my child keeps misbehaving? Whether it's making decisions at work or dealing with personal trials, time and time again, we experience the pressing need for wisdom. So, we read books, consult others, or take classes, hoping to gain some useful advice on how to manage our lives and relationships better. But while the acquired knowledge is helpful, often we still find something lacking. We need more than the wisdom the world has to offer. We need the wisdom only God provides. Where can we find this wisdom? Now, Scripture tells us that it begins with the fear of the Lord, found in Psalms 111, verse 10, and Proverbs 1:7. To fear God is to revere and honor Him for His majesty and His holiness. We can understand why acquiring wisdom begins here when we discover what true wisdom looks like. Now, at James 3:17, it lists seven marks of the wisdom God provides. It's pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and sincere. The wisdom that all believers in Jesus should seek is connected to a Christ-like character, a Christ-like nature. It's the fruit of someone who walks with God, choosing to live in an upright, obedient way. In short, it's the result of someone who fears God. Do you want to navigate through life making decisions that will bring honor to God and benefit others? Now, James says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. James 1:5. Our generous God will help you fear Him, so you may gain wisdom to live wisely for Him.
Meet Joy, your new streaming happy place with a TV, a stream box, and a streaming app. And with Joy, you get more. Get to the good stuff fast. Joy Play gives you instant access to over 300 free channels, plus recommendations just for you. Use voice search to easily find what you're looking for across apps. Laugh more, chill more, and binge watch more with the simplest platform out there. Access the most popular apps and save your faves to my list across any app. Joy, all you can stream.
You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode.
We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.